occupation. I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
Sybil, we're having technical difficulties with our studios in Washington and Roland Martin.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and having some phone problems, too, because
heads are going to roll.
Anyway, Roland's guest is Rosalind Jordan. This is the Rosalind Jordan from NBC?
Formerly.
With NBC. Formerly of NBC, but once you're part of the Peacock family, you always are.
Now, you're with Al Jazeera now, Rosalind?
Yes, Al Jazeera English. You can see us in New York City, and you can see us here in Washington and on a few other cable systems around the country. We're working on more. We're not on in Houston, which is where I'm from, and that really gets under my skin.
But you had the perfect vantage point working with Al Jazeera and the president's trip yesterday. How did that work from your standpoint as far as knowing when and where all this was going to take place?
Well, my producer, Camille El-Hassani, got a tip that the president was actually on his way to Kabul. And having covered President Bush for 6 years, I know that whenever there's a trip of this sort into a combat zone, you just zip it. You don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's going to happen, but you start making a bit of preparation. Okay, what is he likely to be going to Afghanistan for? Well, the U.S. and Afghanistan have been, you know, trying to negotiate some sort of long-term post-war relationship. So Camille and I started pulling all of our notes on, you know, the discussions and the controversies over what Afghanistan wants from the United States and what the United States wants from Afghanistan. And because I cover the Pentagon and the State Department, my job, I feel, is to explain to our international audience, one, why does the U.S. take the positions that it takes? And then, two, try to explain what some of the potential impacts could be for the countries with whom the U.S. is trying to negotiate this deal or that agreement. So that's, you know, some of what I was doing while I was working on another piece yesterday. You know, that's some of the background work that I do. I don't think anymore just about the 308 million Americans who theoretically would be watching NBC News. I'm thinking about all of the people in, you know, countries on six continents. You know, we're in more than 250 million homes around the world. I'm thinking about how they might be looking at what's going on in the relationship between Washington and Kabul. And whether they have a vested interest in the relationship or they don't, I want them to be able to walk away from my story and say, okay, I understand what's going on.
Roland's on the phone now.
Rosalind, 12 years, troops are going to remain there. That's still not going to sit well with many Muslim countries and also Afghanistan. And so how's that going to play? Because Americans are saying, my God, this is going on now almost 11 years.
That's right. It's gone on more than 11 years. We're talking hundreds of billions, that's with a B, of dollars. We're talking more than 1,600 Americans who have given their lives serving in Afghanistan. If you survey 10 Americans, more than six of them will say, out, now. That's, you know, that is a difficult political decision for the Obama administration to make. But what I'm finding very interesting is that from the political class here in Washington, and that does include Mitt Romney, the man who is assumed to be the Republican nominee for president, they are all saying the U.S. has an obligation to prevent the Taliban from reestablishing a political toehold in Afghanistan. The U.S. has an obligation to prevent the regeneration of al-Qaeda and other groups that sympathize with al-Qaeda's belief in trying to destroy what the West represents.
What about the whole issue of a win?
Yeah.
Because that's what keeps getting me. Republicans keep saying, you know, I saw one critic say, well, the president announced a withdrawal plan, a plan, but What about winning? I think the problem here is you can't really define what a win is.
Yeah, what is a win?
The administration will tell you we don't say what a win is, but every day that Americans don't worry about being attacked, by a series of bombings, as we saw in Kabul just after the president left. When Americans don't have to worry about that threat to their safety, then that is, and I put it in quotes, a victory. But you're never going to see what we saw at the end of World War II, the big signing ceremonies on battleship carriers,
But what about today is the anniversary of Mission Accomplished? With President Bush.
Well, certainly everyone made note of that because this did look like a victory lap. The president flies in under cover of night, and that's for security. He meets with Hamid Karzai, the president. Then he goes to Bagram, where American troops are. And he got, high fives and fist bumps.
Wow.
And talked to them, and he also reminded them, which a lot of people were shocked by, that because of the support role that the U.S. is going to play, that Americans are still going to be in harm's way. That's pretty tough talk.
Roslyn, Al Jazeera English, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks a bunch.
All right, Roland.
Texas girl.
24, past the hour.